The Prophecy of Habakkuk. Chapter 1. The prophet complains of the wickedness of the people. God reveals to him the vengeance he is going to take of them by the Chaldeans. The burden that Habakkuk, the prophet, saw. How long, O Lord, shall I cry, and thou wilt not hear? Shall I cry out to thee, suffering violence, and thou wilt not save? Why hast thou shown me iniquity and grievance, to see rapine and injustice before me? And there is a judgment, but opposition is more powerful. Therefore the law is torn in pieces, and judgment cometh not to the end. Because the wicked prevaileth against the just, therefore wrong judgment goeth forth. Behold ye among the nations, and see, wonder and be astonished, for a work is done in your days, which no man will believe when it shall be told. For behold, I will raise up the Chaldeans, a bitter and swift nation, marching upon the breadth of the earth, to possess the dwelling places that are not their own. They are dreadful and terrible. From themselves shall their judgment and their burden proceed. Their horses are lighter than leopards, and swifter than evening wolves, and their horsemen shall be spread abroad, for their horsemen shall come from afar. They shall fly as an eagle that maketh haste to eat. They shall all come to the prey. Their face is like a burning wind, and they shall gather together captives as the sand. And their prince shall triumph over kings, and princes shall be his laughingstock, and he shall laugh at every stronghold, and shall cast up a mount, and shall take it. Then shall his spirit be changed, and he shall pass and fall. This is his strength of his God. Wast thou not from the beginning, O Lord my God, my Holy One, and we shall not die? Lord, thou hast appointed him for judgment, and made him strong for correction. Thy eyes are too pure to behold evil. Thou canst not look on iniquity. Why lookest thou upon them that do unjust things, and holdest thy peace when the wicked devoureth the man that is more just than himself? Thou wilt make men as the fishes of the sea, and as the creeping things that have no ruler. He lifted up all them with his hook. He drew them in his drag, and gathered them into his net. For this he will be glad and rejoice. Therefore will he offer victims to his drag, and he will sacrifice to his net, because through them his portion is made fat, and his meat dainty. For this cause, therefore, he spreadeth his net, and will not spare continually to slay the nations. Chapter 2. The prophet is admonished to wait with faith. The enemies of God's people shall assuredly be punished. I will stand upon my watch and fix my foot upon the tower, and I will watch to see what will be said to me, and what I may answer to him that reproveth me. And the Lord answered me and said, Write the vision and make it plain upon tables, that he that readeth it may run over it. For as yet the vision is far off, and it shall appear at the end, and shall not lie. If it make any delay, wait for it, for it shall surely come, and it shall not be slack. Behold, he that is unbelieving, his soul shall not be right in himself, but the just shall live in his faith. And as wine deceiveth him that drinketh it, so shall the proud man be, and he shall not be honored, who hath enlarged his desire like hell, and is himself like death. And he is never satisfied, but will gather together unto him all nations, and heap together unto him all people. Shall not all these take up a parable against him, and a dark speech concerning him? And it shall be said, Woe to him that heapeth together that which is not his own! How long also doth he load himself with thick clay? Shall they not rise up suddenly that shall bite thee, and they be stirred up that shall tear thee? And thou shalt be a spoil to them. Because thou hast spoiled many nations, all that shall be left of the people shall spoil thee, because of men's blood, and for the iniquity of the land, of the city, and of all that dwell therein. Woe to him that gathereth together an evil covetousness to his house, that his nest may be on high, and thinketh he may be delivered out of the hand of evil. Thou hast devised confusion to thy house. Thou hast cut off many people, and thy soul hath sinned. For the stone shall cry out of the wall, and the timber that is between the joints of the building shall answer. Woe to him that buildeth a town with blood, and prepareth a city by iniquity! Are not these things from the Lord of hosts, for the people shall labor in a great fire, and the nations in vain, and they shall faint. For the earth shall be filled, that men may know the glory of the Lord, as waters covering the sea. Woe to him that giveth drink to his friend, and presenteth his gall, and maketh him drunk, that he may behold his nakedness. Thou art filled with shame instead of glory. Drink thou also, and fall fast asleep. The cup of the right hand of the Lord shall compass thee, and shameful vomiting shall be on thy glory. For the iniquity of Libanus shall cover thee, and the ravaging of beasts shall terrify them because of the blood of men, and the iniquity of the land, and of the city, and of all that dwell therein. What doth the graven thing avail, because the maker thereof hath graven it, a molten and a false image? Because the forger thereof hath trusted in a thing of his own forging, to make dumb idols. Woe to him that saith to wood, Awake, to the dumb stone, Arise! Can it teach? Behold, it is laid over with gold and silver, and there is no spirit in the bowels thereof. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Chapter 3. A prayer of Habakkuk the prophet for ignorances. O Lord, I have heard thy hearing and was afraid. O Lord, thy work in the midst of the years, bring it to life. In the midst of the years thou shalt make it known. When thou art angry, thou wilt remember mercy. God will come from the south, and the Holy One from Mount Pharaoh. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth is full of his praise. His brightness shall be as the light. Horns are in his hands. There is his strength hid. Death shall go before his face, and the devil shall go forth before his feet. He stood and measured the earth. He beheld and melted the nations, and the ancient mountains were crushed to pieces. The hills of the world were bowed down by the journeys of his eternity. I saw the tents of Ethiopia for their iniquity. The curtains of the land of Midian shall be troubled. Wast thou angry, O Lord, with the rivers? Or was thy wrath upon the rivers, or thy indignation in the sea? Who will ride upon thy horses, and thy chariots are salvation? Thou wilt surely take up thy bow according to the oaths which thou hast spoken to the tribes. Thou wilt divide the rivers of the earth. The mountains saw thee and were grieved. The great body of waters passed away. The deep put forth its voice. The deep lifted up its hands. The sun and the moon stood still in their habitation. In the light of thy arrows they shall go, in the brightness of thy glittering spear. In thy anger thou wilt tread the earth underfoot. In thy wrath thou wilt astonish the nations. Thou wentest forth for the salvation of thy people, for salvation with thy Christ. Thou struckest the head of the house of the wicked. Thou hast laid bare his foundation even to the neck. Thou hast cursed his scepters, the head of his warriors, them that came out as a whirlwind to scatter me. Their joy was like that of him that devoureth the poor man in secret. Thou madest a way in the sea for thy horses, in the mud of many waters. I have heard, and my bowels were troubled. My lips trembled at the voice. Let rottenness enter into my bones and swarm under me, that I may rest in the day of tribulation, that I may go up to our people that are girded. For the fig tree shall not blossom, and there shall be no spring in the vines. The labor of the olive tree shall fail, and the field shall yield no food. The flock shall be cut off from the fold, and there shall be no herd in the stalls. But I will rejoice in the Lord, and I will joy in God my Jesus. The Lord God is my strength, and he will make my feet like the feet of harts, and he, the conqueror, will lead me upon my high places, singing psalms. Thus concludes the prophecy of Habakkuk. The prophecy of Sophonias. Chapter 1. For divers enormous sins the kingdom of Judah is threatened with severe judgment. The word of the Lord that came to Sophonias, the son of Chusai, the son of Godolias, the son of Amarias, the son of Ezekias, in the days of Josias, the son of Ammon, king of Judah. Gathering, I will gather together all things from off the face of the land, saith the Lord. I will gather man and beast. I will gather the birds of the air and the fishes of the sea, and the ungodly shall meet with ruin. And I will destroy men from off the face of the land, saith the Lord. And I will stretch out my hand upon Judah and upon all the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and I will destroy out of this place the remnant of Baal, and the names of the wardens of the temples with the priests, and them that worship the host of heaven upon the tops of houses, and them that adore and swear by the Lord and swear by Milcom, and them that turn away from following after the Lord, and that have not sought the Lord, nor searched after him. Be silent before the face of the Lord God, for the day of the Lord is near. For the Lord hath prepared a victim, he hath sanctified his guests. And it shall come to pass in the day of the victim of the Lord, that I will visit upon the princes, and upon the king's sons, and upon all such as are clothed with strange apparel. And I will visit in that day upon every one that entereth arrogantly over the threshold, them that fill the house of the Lord their God with iniquity and deceit. And there shall be in that day, saith the Lord, the noise of a cry from the fish gate, and a howling from the second, and a great destruction from the hills. Howl, ye inhabitants of the mortar. All the people of Canaan is hushed. All are cut off that were wrapped up in silver. And it shall come to pass at that time that I will search Jerusalem with lamps, and will visit upon the men that are settled on their lees, that say in their hearts, the Lord will not do good, nor will he do evil. And their strength shall become a booty, and their houses as a desert. And they shall build houses, and shall not dwell in them. And they shall plant vineyards, and shall not drink the wine of them. The great day of the Lord is near. It is near and exceeding swift. The voice of the day of the Lord is bitter. The mighty man shall there meet with tribulation. That day is a day of wrath, a day of tribulation and distress, a day of calamity and misery, a day of darkness and obscurity, a day of clouds and whirlwinds, a day of the trumpet and alarm against the fenced cities and against the high bulwarks. And I will distress men, and they shall walk like blind men, because they have sinned against the Lord. And their blood shall be poured out as earth, and their bodies as dung. Neither shall their silver and their gold be able to deliver them in the day of the wrath of the Lord. All the land shall be devoured by the fire of his jealousy, for he shall make even a speedy destruction of all them that dwell in the land. Chapter 2. An exhortation to repentance. The judgment of the Philistines, of the Moabites, and the Ammonites, of the Ethiopians, and the Assyrians. Assemble yourselves together, be gathered together, O nation not worthy to be loved. Before the decree, bring forth the day as dust passing away. Before the fierce anger of the Lord come upon you. Before the day of the Lord's indignation come upon you. Seek the Lord, all ye meek of the earth. You that have wrought his judgment, seek the just, seek the meek, if by any means you may be hid in the day of the Lord's indignation. For Gaza shall be destroyed, and Ascalon shall be a desert. They shall cast out Azotus at noonday, and Acharon shall be rooted up. Woe to you that inhabit the seacoast, O nation of reprobates! The word of the Lord upon you, O Canaan, the land of the Philistines, and I will destroy thee, so that there shall not be an inhabitant. And the seacoast shall be the resting place of shepherds, and folds for cattle. And it shall be the portion of him that shall remain of the house of Judah. There they shall feed, in the houses of Ascalon they shall rest in the evening, because the Lord their God will visit them, and bring back their captivity. I have heard the reproach of Moab, and the blasphemies of the children of Ammon, with which they reproached my people, and have magnified themselves upon their borders. Therefore, as I live, saith the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, Moab shall be as Sodom, and the children of Ammon as Gomorrah, the dryness of thorns, and heaps of salt, and a desert even forever. The remnant of my people shall make a spoil of them, and the residue of my nation shall possess them. This shall befall them for their pride, because they have blasphemed, and have been magnified against the people of the Lord of hosts. The Lord shall be terrible upon them, and shall consume all the gods of the earth, and they shall adore him every man from his own place, all the islands of the Gentiles. You Ethiopians also shall be slain with my sword, and he will stretch out his hand upon the north, and will destroy Assyria, and he will make the beautiful city a wilderness, and as a place not passable, and as a desert. And flocks shall lie down in the midst thereof, all the beasts of the nations, and the bittern and the urchin shall lodge in the threshold thereof, the voice of the singing bird in the window, the raven on the upper post, for I will consume her strength. This is the glorious city that dwelt in security, that said in her heart, I am, and there is none beside me. How has she become a desert, a place for beasts to lie down in? Everyone that passeth by her shall hiss and wag his hand. Chapter 3. A woe to Jerusalem for her sins, a prophecy of the conversion of the Gentiles and of the poor of Israel. God shall be with them. The Jews shall be converted at last. Woe to the provoking and redeemed city, the dove. She hath not hearkened to the voice, neither hath she received discipline. She hath not trusted in the Lord. She drew not near to her God. Her princes are in the midst of her as roaring lions. Her judges are evening wolves. They left nothing for the morning. Her prophets are senseless men without faith. Her priests have polluted the sanctuary. They have acted unjustly against the law. The just Lord is in the midst thereof. He will not do iniquity. In the morning he will bring his judgment to light, and it shall not be hid. But the wicked man hath not known shame. I have destroyed the nations, and their towers are beaten down. I have made their ways desert, so that there is none that passeth by. Their cities are desolate. There is not a man remaining, nor any inhabitant. I said, Surely thou wilt fear me, thou wilt receive correction, and her dwelling shall not perish, for all things wherein I have visited her. But they rose early and corrupted all their thoughts. Wherefore, expect me, saith the Lord, in the day of my resurrection that is to come. For my judgment is to assemble the Gentiles, and to gather the kingdoms, and to pour upon them my indignation, all my fierce anger. For with the fire of my jealousy shall all the earth be devoured. Because then I will restore to the people a chosen lip, that all may call upon the name of the Lord, and may serve him with one shoulder. From beyond the rivers of Ethiopia shall my suppliants, the children of my dispersed people, bring me an offering. In that day thou shalt not be ashamed for all thy doings, wherein thou hast transgressed against me. For then I will take away out of the midst of thee thy proud boasters, and thou shalt no more be lifted up because of my holy mountain. And I will leave in the midst of thee a poor and needy people, and they shall hope in the name of the Lord. The remnant of Israel shall not do iniquity, nor speak lies, nor shall a deceitful tongue be found in their mouth. For they shall feed and shall lie down, and there shall be none to make them afraid. Give praise, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O Israel. Be glad and rejoice with all thy heart, O daughter of Jerusalem. The Lord hath taken away thy judgment. He hath turned away thy enemies. The King of Israel, the Lord, is in the midst of thee. Thou shalt fear evil no more. In that day shall be said to Jerusalem, Fear not. To Zion, let not thy hands be weakened. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with gladness. He will be silent in his love. He will be joyful over thee in praise. The triflers that were departed from the law I will gather together, because they were of thee, that thou mayest no more suffer reproach for them. Behold, I will cut off all that have afflicted thee at that time, and I will save her that halteth, and will gather her that was cast out, and I will get them praise and a name in all the land where they had been put to confusion. At that time when I will bring you, and at the time that I will gather you, for I will give you a name and praise among all the people of the earth, when I shall have brought back your captivity before your eyes, saith the Lord. Thus concludes the prophecy of Sophonias. The prophecy of Agius. Chapter 1. The people are reproved for neglecting to build the temple. They are encouraged to set about the work. In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Agius the prophet to Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, governor of Judah, and to Jesus the son of Josedech, the high priest, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, saying, This people saith, The time is not yet come for building the house of the Lord. And the word of the Lord came by the hand of Agius the prophet, saying, Is it time for you to dwell in sealed houses, and this house lie desolate? And now thus saith the Lord of hosts, set your hearts to consider your ways. You have sowed much and brought in little. You have eaten but have not had enough. You have drunk but have not been filled with drink. You have clothed yourselves but have not been warmed. And he that hath earned wages put them into a bag with holes. Thus saith the Lord of hosts, set your hearts upon your ways. Go up to the mountain, bring timber and build a house, and it shall be acceptable to me, and I shall be glorified, saith the Lord. You have looked for more, and behold, it became less, and you brought it home, and I blowed it away. Why, saith the Lord of hosts, because my house is desolate, and you make haste every man to his own house. Therefore the heavens over you were stayed from giving dew, and the earth was hindered from yielding her fruits. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the wine, and upon the oil, and upon all that the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon beasts, and upon all the labor of the hands. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, and Jesus, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and all the remnant of the people, hearkened to the voice of the Lord their God, and to the words of Ageas the prophet, as the Lord their God sent him to them. And the people feared before the Lord. And Ageas the messenger of the Lord, as one of the messengers of the Lord, spoke, saying to the people, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Jesus, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and the spirit of all the rest of the people. And they went in and did the work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God. Chapter 2. Christ by his coming shall make the latter temple more glorious than the former. The blessing of God shall reward their labor in building. God's promise to Zerubbabel. In the 24th day of the month, in the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king, they began. And in the 7th month, the word of the Lord came by the hand of Ageas his prophet, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, the governor of Judah, and to Jesus, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and to the rest of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in its first glory? And how do you see it now? Is it not in comparison to that as nothing in your eyes? Yet now take courage, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and take courage, O Jesus, the son of Josedech, the high priest, and take courage, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord of hosts, and perform, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. The word that I covenanted with you when you came out of the land of Egypt, and my spirit shall be in the midst of you. Fear not, for thus saith the Lord of hosts, yet one little while, and I will move the heaven and the earth, and the sea and the dry land. And I will move all nations, and the desired of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. Great shall be the glory of this last house, more than of the first, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place I will give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. In the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king, the word of the Lord came to Ageas the prophet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Ask the priests the law, saying, If a man carry sanctified flesh in the skirt of his garment, and touch with his skirt bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be sanctified? And the priests answered and said, No. And Ageas said, If one that is unclean by occasion of a soul touch any of all these things, shall it be defiled? And the priests answered and said, It shall be defiled. And Ageas answered and said, So is this people. So is this nation before my face, saith the Lord, and so is all the work of their hands, and all that they have offered there shall be defiled. And now consider in your hearts from this day and upward, before there was a stone laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, when you went to a heap of 20 bushels, and they became 10, and you went into the press to press out 50 vessels, and they became 20. I struck you with a blasting wind, and all the works of your hand with the mildew, and with hail. Yet there was none among you that returned to me, saith the Lord. Set your hearts from this day and henceforward from the 24th day of the 9th month, from the day that the foundations of the temple of the Lord were laid, and lay it up in your hearts. Is the seed as yet sprung up? Or hath the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree as yet flourished? From this day I will bless you. And the word of the Lord came a second time to Aggeus, in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, the governors of Judah, saying, I will move both heaven and earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and will destroy the strength of the kingdom of the Gentiles, and I will overthrow the chariot and him that rideth therein, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one, by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, I will take thee, O Zerubbabel, the son of Salathiel, my servant, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Thus concludes the prophecy of Aggeus. The prophecy of Zacharias. Chapter 1. The prophet exhorts the people to return to God, and declares his visions by which he puts them in hopes of better times. In the 8th month in the 2nd year of King Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zacharias, the son of Barachias, the son of Addo, the prophet, saying, The Lord hath been exceeding angry with your fathers, and thou shalt say to them, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye to me, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will turn to you, saith the Lord of hosts. Be not as your fathers, to whom the former prophets have cried, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Turn ye from your evil ways, and from your wicked thoughts. But they did not give ear, neither did they hearken to me, saith the Lord. Your fathers, where are they? And the prophets, shall they live always? But yet my words and my ordinances, which I gave in charge to my servants the prophets, did they not take hold of your fathers? And they returned and said, As the Lord of hosts thought to do to us according to our ways, and according to our devices, so he hath done to us. In the 24th day of the 11th month, which is called Sabbath, in the 2nd year of Darius, the word of the Lord came to Zacharias, the son of Barachias, the son of Addo, the prophet, saying, I saw by night, and behold, a man riding upon a red horse, and he stood among the myrtle trees that were in the bottom, and behind him were horses, red, speckled, and white. And I said, What are these, my lord? And the angel that spoke in me said to me, I will show thee what these are. And the man that stood among the myrtle trees answered and said, These are they whom the Lord hath sent to walk through the earth. And they answered the angel of the Lord that stood among the myrtle trees and said, We have walked through the earth, and behold, all the earth is inhabited and is at rest. And the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem, and on the cities of Judah, with which thou hast been angry? This is now the 70th year. And the Lord answered the angel that spoke in me good words, comfortable words. And the angel that spoke in me said to me, Cry thou, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, I am jealous for Jerusalem and Zion with a great zeal, and I am angry with a great anger with the wealthy nations, for I was angry a little, but they helped forward the evil. Therefore thus saith the Lord, I will return to Jerusalem in mercies. My house shall be built in it, saith the Lord of hosts, and the building line shall be stretched forth upon Jerusalem. Cry yet, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, My city shall yet flow with good things, and the Lord will yet comfort Zion, and he will yet choose Jerusalem. And I lifted up my eyes, and saw, and behold, four horns. And I said to the angel that spoke to me, What are these? And he said to me, These are the horns that have scattered Judah, and Israel, and Jerusalem. And the Lord showed me four smiths, and I said, What come these to do? And he spoke, saying, These are the horns which have scattered Judah, every man apart, and none of them lifted up his head. And these are come to fray them, to cast down the horns of the nations that have lifted up the horn upon the land of Judah, to scatter it. Chapter 2. Under the name of Jerusalem, he prophesieth the progress of the Church of Christ by the conversion of some Jews and many Gentiles. And I lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, a man with a measuring line in his hand. And I said, Whither goest thou? And he said to me, To measure Jerusalem, and to see how great is the breadth thereof, and how great the length thereof. And behold, the angel that spoke in me went forth, and another angel went out to meet him. And he said to him, Run, speak to this young man, saying, Jerusalem shall be inhabited without walls, by reason of the multitude of men, and of the beasts in the midst thereof. And I will be to it, saith the Lord, a wall of fire round about, and I will be in glory in the midst thereof. Oh, flee ye out of the land of the north, saith the Lord, for I have scattered you into the four winds of heaven, saith the Lord. O Zion, flee, thou that dwellest with the daughter of Babylon. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, After the glory he hath sent me to the nations that have robbed you, for he that toucheth you toucheth the apple of my eye. For behold, I lift up my hand upon them, and they shall be a prey to those that serve them. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts sent me. Sing praise and rejoice, O daughter of Zion. For behold, I come, and I will dwell in the midst of thee, saith the Lord. And many nations shall be joined to the Lord in that day, and they shall be my people, and I will dwell in the midst of thee. And thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me to thee. And the Lord shall possess Judah his portion in the sanctified land, and he shall yet choose Jerusalem. Let all flesh be silent at the presence of the Lord, for he is risen up out of his holy habitation. Chapter 3. In a vision Satan appeareth, accusing the high priest. He is cleansed from his sins. Christ is promised, and great fruit from his passion. And the Lord showed me Jesus the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan stood on his right hand to be his adversary. And the Lord said to Satan, The Lord rebuke thee, O Satan. The Lord that chose Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of the fire? And Jesus was clothed with filthy garments, and he stood before the face of the angel, who answered, and said to them that stood before him, saying, Take away the filthy garments from him. And he said to him, Behold, I have taken away thy iniquity, and have clothed thee with change of garments. And he said, Put a clean mitre upon his head. And they put a clean mitre upon his head, and clothed him with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood. The angel of the Lord protested to Jesus, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, If thou wilt walk in my ways, and keep my charge, thou also shalt judge my house, and shalt keep my courts, and I will give thee some of them that are now present here to walk with thee. Hear, O Jesus, thou high priest, thou and thy friends that dwell before thee, for they are pretending men, for behold, I will bring my servant the Orient. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Jesus, upon one stone there are seven eyes. Behold, I will grave the graving thereof, saith the Lord of hosts, and I will take away the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, every man shall call his friend under the vine and under the fig tree. Chapter 4. The vision of the golden candlestick and seven lamps, and of the two olive trees. Zerubbabel shall finish the building of the temple. And the angel that spoke in me came again, and he waked me, as a man that is wakened out of his sleep. And he said to me, What seest thou? And I said, I have looked, and behold, a candlestick all of gold, and its lamp upon the top of it, and the seven lights thereof upon it, and seven funnels for the lights that were upon the top thereof, and two olive trees over it, one upon the right side of the lamp, and the other upon the left side thereof. And I answered and said to the angel that spoke in me, saying, What are these things, my Lord? And the angel that spoke in me answered and said to me, Knowest thou not what these things are? And I said, No, my Lord. And he answered and spoke to me, saying, This is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, saying, Not with an army, nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. Who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain, and he shall bring out the chief stone, and shall give equal grace to the grace thereof. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, The hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundations of this house, and his hands shall finish it. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts hath sent me to you. For who hath despised little days? And they shall rejoice, and shall see the tin plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel. These are the seven eyes of the Lord, that run to and fro through the whole earth. And I answered and said to him, What are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlestick, and upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said to him, What are the two olive branches that are by the two golden beaks, in which are the funnels of gold? And he spoke to me, saying, Knowest thou not what these are? And I said, No, my Lord. And he said, These are two sons of oil, who stand before the Lord of the whole earth. Chapter 5. The Vision of the Flying Volume and of the Woman in the Vessel. And I turned and lifted up my eyes, and I saw, and behold, a volume flying. And he said to me, What seest thou? And I said, I see a volume flying. The length thereof is 20 cubits, and the breadth thereof 10 cubits. And he said to me, This is the curse that goeth forth over the face of the earth. For every thief shall be judged as is there written, and every one that sweareth in like manner shall be judged by it. I will bring it forth, saith the Lord of hosts, and it shall come to the house of the thief, and to the house of him that sweareth falsely by my name, and it shall remain in the midst of his house, and shall consume it, with the timber thereof, and the stones thereof. And the angel went forth that spoke in me, and he said to me, Lift up thy eyes, and see what this is that goeth forth. And I said, What is it? And he said, This is a vessel going forth. And he said, This is their eye in all the earth. And behold, a talent of lead was carried, and behold, a woman sitting in the midst of the vessel. And he said, This is wickedness. And he cast her into the midst of the vessel, and cast the weight of lead upon the mouth thereof. And I lifted up my eyes, and looked, and behold, there came out two women, and wind was in their wings. They had wings like the wings of a kite, and they lifted up the vessel between the earth and the heaven. And I said to the angel that spoke in me, Whither do these carry the vessel? And he said to me, That a house may be built for it in the land of Sinar, and that it may be established and set there upon its own basis. Chapter 6. The Vision of the Four Chariots. Crowns are ordered for Jesus the High Priest as a type of Christ. And I turned and lifted up my eyes and saw, and behold, four chariots came out from the midst of two mountains. And the mountains were mountains of brass. In the first chariot were red horses, and in the second chariot black horses, and in the third chariot white horses, and in the fourth chariot grizzled horses and strong ones. And I answered and said to the angel that spoke in me, What are these, my Lord? And the angel answered and said to me, These are the four winds of the heaven, which go forth to stand before the Lord of all the earth, that in which were the black horses went forth into the land of the north, and the white went forth after them, and the grizzled went forth to the land of the south. And they that were most strong went out and sought to go, and to run to and fro through all the earth. And he said, Go, walk throughout the earth. And they walked throughout the earth. And he called me and spoke to me, saying, Behold, they that go forth into the land of the north have quieted my spirit in the land of the north. And the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Take of them of the captivity of Huldai, and of Tobias, and of Idaias. Thou shalt come in that day, and shalt go into the house of Josias the son of Sophonias, who came out of Babylon. And thou shalt take gold and silver, and shalt make crowns, and thou shalt set them on the head of Jesus, the son of Josedek, the high priest. And thou shalt speak to him, saying, Thus saith the Lord of hosts, saying, Behold, a man, the Orient is his name, and under him shall he spring up, and shall build a temple to the Lord. Yea, he shall build a temple to the Lord, and he shall bear the glory, and shall sit and rule upon his throne, and he shall be a priest upon his throne, and the council of peace shall be between them both. And the crown shall be to Helam, and Tobias, and Adias, and to Hem, the son of Sophonias, a memorial in the temple of the Lord. And they that are far off shall come and shall build in the temple of the Lord. And you shall know that the Lord of hosts sent me to you. But this shall come to pass, if hearing you will hear the voice of the Lord your God. End of side two. Please fast forward.